Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, welcome to the Saturday Strong Podcast, Hank Haney Golf Podcast. Steve Johnson here, the great predictor, coming in starting 2021 with Minnesota Tim Parachka, and we've got to get a little update because we're counting this as consecutive shows, correct? I think so. Even though we took a little time off, we had I had a technical difficulty. I think it was a production mistake.
Oh, it was not a production mistake. You had the production mistake. So it was so frustrating because that was one of our best shows yet because you got butt hurt on that one. And we were joking and laughing and making fun of you, and you were making fun of yourself, and you were explaining why you were butt hurt. And I honestly don't remember why you were butt hurt, but that was a great podcast, and I couldn't even put it together because there was no volume on your side.
We can do a little review. We were talking about our New Year's resolutions, and you're showing me going point by point and telling me how I failed miserably on each one of those.
No, I wasn't. I was asking you to grade yourself. That's not true.
Okay. So anyways, to 2021 now, and I got to tell you, Tim, starting off the year, it's a continuation of 2020. Let me just tell you, I heard you got the big C, the COVID, is what I heard.
I got COVID, yeah. Okay, COVID last week.
So tell me what you, are you feeling better? Or what's the prognosis here?
All right, Steve. Yeah, so I had the COVID last week, and as far as my symptoms went, I wasn't feeling terrible, at least. I didn't have the worst of COVID, but I definitely did have some symptoms. I had a fever for a couple of days. I had a migraine headache for several days as well. And the longest symptom for me, anyway, was that I had a lot of fatigue. I was struggling with my fatigue. Every time I would get up, I would get tired. During the day, I just had no energy throughout the day. And this week I started to feel better. I started to feel more energized. I went to Snap Fitness the other day to get a workout in, and I went for a 30-minute run which ended up being 4 miles for me. So my energy's coming back. My motivation and desire to work out is coming back.
Good.
So I'm on the uppity up.
Okay, good. That's 2021. That's a new year for you. That's good. You look good. You look good.
Thanks.
You look always, as usual, you're very peppy, which is good. Yeah. I couldn't imagine you being, are you a good patient? Are you just, do you get
my bad patient?
Yeah, I mean, like when you're sick.
Am I a good patient?
Yeah.
No, I'm a funny patient. Okay. When I'm sick, I'm already a funny guy, but when I'm sick, for whatever reason, my sense of humor just takes off and I get even more funny when I'm sick.
Well, okay. That's for the listener to decide. That's not for you to decide, Tim. You amuse yourself. But anyway, let me tell you about my holidays here. I'm in San Diego, California right now. I'm in God's country.
Still?
Yeah, I'm still there. And let me give you the COVID scoreboard here. Johnson okay. Family COVID scoreboard.
Okay.
Okay. The scoreboard is heavily favored toward the positive. So my mom, my wife, my brother, his wife, my nephew, his fiance, my oldest son, Grant, the Grant one, Greg, who lives in New York, 8 people, all positive.
Wow.
All positive. The great predictor, a big negative.
big negative. You're the only one that's negative.
I tell you, I was, you got to go get tested. I wasn't showing any symptoms, but I said, okay, I'll go get tested. And I tell you what, I had some anxiety before I went in there, Tim. I had some anxiety that swab that they stick up there, I heard how terrible it was and how uncomfortable it was and all that. And So I went in and got the test, and my oldest son says, just close your eyes so you don't see how far up they're going. And I tell you what, it wasn't that bad. My eyes didn't water. Not totally uncomfortable. It's got to be up there for 5 seconds each side of your nostril, you know. So, but I did test negative. Everyone is recovering, even my mom. My mom has been hospitalized twice. She's in the hospital right now. But she had other issues too, not other like diabetic or anything like that. She had some health issues that she didn't know about, that it was like compounding one on top of the other. She got really weak. And I just wanted everyone to know, thanks so much for all the prayers, but everyone to know that she's going to be discharged here pretty soon from the hospital. And she is going to go to some type of assisted living for a little bit. And then she wants to get back into her house.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So positive on the front there. So is everybody that's positive in the Johnson family, is everybody in San Diego? You said Greg's in New York, but is the Grant one and everyone else in San Diego?
Actually, Greg was here. I left for a day. My mom was all right. She wasn't bad.
So you went back to Texas and then came back again.
And then came back the very next day. I thought, man, I got to get back there. And my youngest son was kind of guilting me into it. I'm glad I did, because, you know, he ended up getting it. He took 2 5.5-mile runs. And on the second run, he said, oh, man, I'm feeling really, really just worn out. And what ended up happening was my nephew was exposed to someone that tested positive, and the Johnson family went down like dominoes. I mean, it was boom, boom, boom. All within a day or so, they all got sick. And we've been quarantining ever since. I mean, luckily, I mean, Grubhub and things like that, services, Amazon services can bring stuff to your house so you can stay, you can respect others. I'm looking forward to a great 2021. Hasn't started out too great, but, you know me, I'm positive. And, what could be better than the Century Tournament champions, to start out our year?
Yeah, well, I was thinking that you get to spend the start of your 2021 in God's country, San Diego.
That's true. But the thing is, though, everything's closed down here in God's country. God's country's on hiatus right now. there are no restaurants that you can go and even eat outside. It's all takeout. You order online, or you order it and you take it home. There's a few areas that are violating the mandate, but this place is and I'm staying in a hotel which is like a ghost town. So it's a beautiful hotel. I sent pictures to my staff. I said, hey, you want to trade? I'd be more than happy to be back there in Dallas when cold right now, because we can see, it's like we're looking at a picture outside, but it's and they can't do anything here, Tim.
Anyway, so here's a question for you. Have you reminisced a little bit and drove around and looked around and looked at the building that used to host the San Diego Conquistadors?
You know what? I did, because last night we went
to
it. Yeah, I just happened to drive by it. Man, it looks terrible.
Does it? Is it not being used?
San Diego Sports Arena it looks awful. I mean, it's run down. If I go by it again, I'll send you a picture. It's even Jack Murphy Stadium, that they're in the process of demoing it. They're going to take that down.
It?
Oh yeah, they're just going to just wipe that thing out. It's going to be a pile of rubble.
Who played there?
The San Diego Chargers and the Padres played there for a while, but now the Padres play in downtown San Diego.
Okay.
And I think it's Petco Field is where they play.
Okay.
In fact, I'm looking across the bay right now, and I can see it from my mom's kitchen window. I can see Petco Park there.
Okay. Oh, so you're not in the hotel right now. So when you drove past the San Diego Conquistadors building, did you feel some sort of aura being drawn to you? Like you had to go inside and rebound for the ghost of Wilt Chamberlain?
And seeing all the women hanging out for the guys back then. I mean, I was 12, 13 years old. It really didn't register to me. I thought I was going to be the next, Ernie DiGregorio or, Jerry West. I was focused on my basketball and my golf. And I thought it unusual. Wow, look at all these women here waiting. I wonder what they're waiting for. Well, Will Chamberlain was the coach, so that's probably what they're waiting for.
Will Chamberlain has a history of being with women. All right. Yeah. On that note, let's take our first break. And when we come back, we can talk about the Century Tournament of Champions. Round one is in the books. And I am putting on my great predictor hat because one of the leaders just happens to be the guy that I predicted to win, that I guaranteed to win the Century Tournament of Champions. So let's get into that next. I'm going to flaunt my prediction, and the great predictor is just going to eat it up. But first, go to voodoopainrelief.com right now for a free 2-week supply of Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. It will take care of your aches. It will take care of your pains. It's a patented formula, and most pain creams, if you look in your cabinet, these creams are not patented. The return rate is less than 0.1%. People love the product. They reorder the product, and they tell their friends about the product. So go to voodoopainrelief.com right now for a free 2-week supply. It will help you, and that's a guarantee. When we come back, the TP guarantee, Tim Piroshka guarantee of the Century Tournament of Champions is revealed, and the great predictor just takes it.
Welcome back to the Hank Haney Podcast. Steve Johnson here, and we're going to go shirts and skins this next segment because I'm going shirts and Tim is going skins, which is not too good here.
Yeah, Tim. What do you think about my nipples, Steve?
Oh, there's that high school. There's that high school sense of humor again. Okay, so let me give you a little quiz here because you're such a you're so knowledgeable about golf and you made a prediction through the first round. It looks like it could happen. So here's what I'm thinking here, Tim. I love golf. I love watching golf. I watched some of the tournament champions last night on ESPN or the Golf Channel, excuse me.
Golf Channel.
And what do they call it? Golf now. I'm watching it on golf. The telecast was all right, but I loved seeing shots and all that stuff. And I see, wow, that Tim, Tim does not have a good sense of humor.
I have a good sense of humor.
The humor that he does have is it's physical humor. So he's got his shirt off right now, and he's drawing circles around his chest, which but anyway, I'm going to give you a little quiz here, Tim. Please do not try to look this stuff up because I just want to get a good understanding of your knowledge of the players. And what I'm saying is these are all great players. We have 40-something different players.
42 players.
These are 42. Typically, it's just winners, but because of the COVID last year and the hiatus, they let the guys that did not qualify. Can you name one of the guys that didn't qualify for as a winner, but is in the field this week?
He didn't qualify without looking. Okay. Ooh, without looking, can I name a guy that qualified? Okay.
That should be pretty easy.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. There was a guy named Laird that I remember watching on the television that qualified. Xander Schauffele, he didn't win last year.
Okay. Tony Finau didn't win last year either. He's playing terrible, but
I named a couple. There's a layered guy.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go to the top of the leaderboard after round one. Harris English is. I tell you what, Hank predicted him a few weeks ago. I said, hey, this guy's got some game. He's got a really good putter. Just off the top of your head, do you know much about Harris English?
I do not off the top of my head.
No. Okay, all right. Well, where'd he go to college?
I don't know.
Okay, University of Georgia, you're minus one so far.
Okay.
Another guy on the leaderboard, Robert Streb. I mean, the PGA Tour does this deal where they represent their colleges. Remember that? On Saturday is kind of like college day. And they have their college. Well, Ricky Fowler wears it on Sunday. He wears his college colors. But a lot of these guys wear their college colors and have their college affiliation on Saturday. Robert Streb, where'd he go to college?
I don't know.
Okay, Kansas State, minus two. I'm going to give you a gimme here. Justin Thomas, where do you go to college?
Alabama.
Okay, very good. And then the last one, I've got two more for you, actually. Nick Taylor, good guy, really good guy. Hope he does well in this tournament. One of the nice guys on the PGA Tour.
Can you give me a hint?
Well, Nick Taylor is a Canadian. So where do you think that he went to school?
Canada.
Well, very good. Good guess. University of Washington, that's minus three. You're 3-1. And then an absolute gimme. Where'd Sergio go to college?
He did not go to college.
Okay, very good. So you're three minus and two plus. That is a minus one goose egg, too.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Here's my point. It's entertainment. The tournaments are entertainment. Now, when you're at the event, it doesn't make any difference who is playing, because these guys are all great golfers. Every one of them is a great golfer. So if you're at the event, which there's nobody at the event this week, but if you are at the event, you can find some great entertainment just walking around, seeing how these guys play, watch how they practice, get up close and personal. It's like you're right there. You know, I mean, all that's separating Tim's shirtless body and a PGA Tour player is a little thin rope, about an eighth of an inch rope. So, I mean, you're right up there. You can hear everything that's going on.
But Steve, let's be real here. The tournament's in Maui, Hawaii. How many players, how many people, how many fans are going to attend a tournament in Maui, regardless if COVID-19 was a thing or not? People aren't traveling to Maui, Hawaii to go be entertained by Sergio Garcia, who's 40-something years old, by Harris English, by Nick Taylor. There's a great top 10 playing in this tournament. Dustin Johnson, 9 of the top 10 are playing. Dustin Johnson, Xander, Justin Thomas, John Rahm. There's so many featured groups that are at this tournament, which is because they extended the invitation to the top 30 FedEx Cup players, which is why a guy like Xander Schauffele got invited. I mean, Dustin Johnson was going to be invited regardless because he always wins on the PGA Tour. But Steve, the entertainment value for the Century Tournament of Champions isn't that high outside of the top 12. Patrick Reed's also there, so he's another entertainment guy. But there's a lot of names on the bottom of the leaderboard, like Stuart Sink, Michael Thompson, Sergio Garcia, Harris English, that nobody is interested in watching.
Yeah, but here's the point, Tim. When you're at the tournament, it doesn't make any difference. Even if it's a college tournament, you'd have never heard of these kids, I would call them. It's great golf. So if you're a golf fan, you're going to like it. Here's my point. On television, it is absolutely vanilla and boring.
Oh,
It's so bad. And I'm... A few years ago, you said, you know what, these wraparound event, and this is not a wraparound event. This is really typically, historically, this is the start of the PGA Tour season every year. The Century Tournament Champions or whatever the tournament champion's sponsor name is, this is the first event of the year. And in the past, it hasn't been a really well attended event. Like Tiger Woods, when he'd win, he didn't go that much. You know, Phil Mickelson didn't go that much. I think the things are changing now because I know that, hey, when there's an event, I need to go play because I don't know when I'm going to get, if I'm going to test positive and I'm going to have to sit out a few weeks. There's a player that, who's the player that tested positive? I just saw a tweet about it. Guy tested positive. He couldn't come to the event. And he doesn't know if he's going to be able to come next week. He doesn't know if he's going to be able to come to the West Coast. So these players are realizing, hey, you know what? I've got to go ahead and play when I can play. When there's a tournament and I'm healthy, I got to get in there.
Really? I don't buy that. I don't think that's the case at all.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of these guys like Justin Thomas and Dustin John, I don't think they're worried one bit about testing positive for COVID-19. These guys are going to their tournaments that they typically go to, and they're going to attend them, and then they're going to play in them if they're healthy enough to do so. With that logic, Steve, we would have seen a bunch of PGA Tour players play during the wraparound tour event at the Mayakoba Golf Classic, at the RSM Classic, at whatever wraparound tournament there was after the Masters. We're not going to see Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas play in some events that they don't typically play in. That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. I saw Justin Thomas.
I know you don't know. I'm just telling you.
But I just saw Justin Thomas play in some charity events. I saw him play in some promotional events. He typically does not play. And now maybe it's a publicity thing. He's trying to get his name out there a little bit more. He's trying to get more of a public awareness. I think the world of Justin Thomas's game. 3 years ago, I said, hey, he needs to work on three things. He needs to work on his shots around the green, which he's doing very well on. I mean, his strokes gained around the green is way up there. He's a top 25 player around the green. I said he had to work on his short putting, which is not that good still. I mean, he's ranked currently 112th in 2020. He was ranked in 2019. He was 144 on short putting. He still has to work on that. And then the third thing was his attitude. Now, I think he has really tried to work on his attitude. His father came on the radio show and said that those are exactly what he's working on. I do not see Justin Thomas as being a dominant player until he – and I've heard he's been working on his putting very, very diligently. I don't see him a dominant player. I don't see him like a standout player until he gets the putting better.
What? He's not a standout player to you?
Not well. I mean, he's Hank says that about players finish when they're on the lead or tied for the lead with nine holes to play. They finish at about 33%. One out of three, they get done. Justin Thomas is absolutely terrible at getting it done, and it all leads to putting. I mean, when the pressure gets up. That's when we saw it yesterday. Sergio Garcia had an opportunity to take the lead. It goes 7 under. He had about a 6-foot putt, a right to left putt. He's had putting problems. He did not even touch the cup. And he knew as soon as he hit it, there's no way he's going to. It wasn't even close to the hole. So my point is that, you know, when you're not a very good putter, it's tough to be a dominant player. When Tiger Woods was a dominant player, he was a dominant putter. So when Phil Mickelson throughout his career was a dominant player, he was a dominant putter. When Rory McIlroy does well and dismantles tournaments, his putting is on a high. Justin Thomas has already had his great putting round for this tournament. He was plus 2-point-something strokes gained putting. But then you look at a guy like, Ryan Palmer, who's right up there at the top of the leaderboard too. He was minus in strokes. He didn't have a very good putting. He's still right up there. At the end of the year, the strokes gained putting leader will be about plus 0.8 or something like that, strokes gained putting per round. When you have a 2 or 3 or 4 strokes gained putting in one round, I mean, you're playing way over your head and it's going to equal out.
Yeah, that's I guess that's a good point. I did pick Justin Thomas to win the Century Tournament of Champions. Not only did I pick him, I guaranteed Justin Thomas to win the Century Tournament of Champions because for this reason. For whatever reason, I have this idea in my head that Justin Thomas, anytime the beginning of the season comes, he's Mr. Focused. I feel like at the beginning of the season, every season, Justin Thomas comes in with these incredible goals. And I'm sure these goals include player of the year. I'm sure these goals include a major championship. I'm sure these goals include winning the FedEx Cup. I bet these goals are just huge on every level. So Justin Thomas comes into that first tournament, Mr. Focused. And that's why he's had such great success at the Century Tournament of Champions. He won this event last year. He won this event in 2018. And in 2019, he finished third. So Justin Thomas has great success at this event because he comes in ready to win, ready to accomplish all his goals in one tournament. And he thinks that if he wins this first tournament of the year, he has a head start over every other PGA Tour player that's out there because he's got one win and it's the first tournament of January. So I just, that was the reasoning and the logic behind my reasoning.
Well, as long as he stays focused on his focus is solely on getting better at his golf, I think you're right on. I think that he could be, he's always one of the players that you're going to look for. He's going to be one of the favorites when he does play. Here's my concern about Justin Thomas. And I love Justin Thomas. I said back when he was a rookie and I saw him and he'd ask great questions and he'd always be engaged in what was going on in golf, not what was going on around the periphery of golf, but what was going on in golf. I said that he was the next, he reminded me of Curtis Strange, his intensity. Here's what concerns me. He hangs around with guys that are personalities like Ricky Fowler, Tiger Woods, who's late in his career, a different persona now than he was when he was a dominant player. He's hanging around guys that are personalities. If he starts focusing on creating a brand as a personality, I think he's done. Yeah, I really do. I think he's done as a dominant player. The focus needs to stay on golf. The focus is not on, hey, I need to build my brand. I'm concerned about these events that he's been playing in and his comments. And he needs to be in the background, not say too much. When he goes to an interview, be honest, like he normally is. But he needs to just stay focused on his golf. And the influence of the Ricky Fowler and the total underachieving of Ricky Fowler is because of Ricky's focus. I mean, Ricky's focus doesn't seem to be golf. I mean, even Butch said that. Hey, what do you want to be? Do you want to be a champion golfer? Do you want to be a social media icon? And I think it's obvious where Ricky is chosen.
Yeah. Good point. All right. Well, I guess Justin Thomas did play. He did win the PNC Championship, but I think Justin Thomas is different. I don't think he's going to fall for the brand type stuff. I mean, when Justin Thomas mishits a shot in the Century Tournament of Champions, you can literally see the frustration. You can see the disappointment in his body emotion. You can see how he wanted to hit a better shot than he did. And this is the Century Tournament of Champions. This tournament is supposed to be a vacation for, you know, 95% of the field, but it's not a vacation for Justin Thomas. This is a work trip for Justin Thomas. And that's the way he approaches the Century Tournament of Champions. And that's why I picked him to win. All right, let's take our second break. When we come back, the great predictor, Steve Johnson, he was getting quizzed on his Twitter. People were coming after him on Twitter. They were asking him all these questions, and the great predictor even got pissed one day and sent a picture of how great of a mower he is. So we're going to dive into that next on the Hey Katie podcast. The great predictor is going to respond to all that good stuff. But first, go to HaneyUniversity.com right now, where you can find free daily golf tips in Hank's newsletter. I watched the one yesterday, and Hank was talking about managing your game around the golf course. If you live in winter and there's snow on the ground and it's cold, what you can do is go to HaneyUniversity.com and figure out how to manage your game around the golf course better. There's always ways to get better in golf, physically, mentally, and mentally. I feel like I'm getting better around the golf course just by watching Hank's videos. So go to HaneyUniversity.com right now for free daily golf tips, which are available. Hank also has great training aids and practice aids for you to also improve your game. We'll be right back on the Hank Haney podcast.
Welcome back to the Hank Haney Podcast, Saturday Strong Edition. I don't even know what number we if it's a consecutive number. I don't know if we have to start over, Tim. Are we at episode number 51?
I think this is 51. I think what we did a couple of weeks ago was episode 51, but we have to redo it because you had no audio. So technically, this would be episode 52 because we skipped last week. The Saturday Strong's been off for several weeks during the winter, during the holiday break. So it's well-deserved. It's very well-deserved.
Now, let's be fair here because I did three shows with Hank and you in a row.
That's true.
So I need to hit some type of credit, although it wasn't the Saturday Strong edition of the Hank Haney Podcast. It was the Great Predictor was a formidable part of the Hank Haney Podcast during the downtime.
That's true. So anyway, Steve, what I teased in going into the last segment of the Saturday Strong, episode 51, people are coming after you on Twitter. People are quizzing you, asking these questions about Harris English, asking you all these questions about Hunter Mahan. It was December 13th. People were coming after you. You called out Luke Donald. You said he had no game.
He doesn't have it. Unfortunately, he does not have game. Luke Donald's game is gone.
Wow, I've never seen you tweet this much in your entire life.
Well, I mean, I've got to respond when the time is right. They're my opinions.
People ask you about Kevin Chappell.
Yeah, Kevin Chappell.
Is Kevin Chappell completely injury-free right now? What do you think, Steve?
I mean, because of the HIPAA laws, I'm not allowed to divulge. I mean, the claim was... Do you talk about anybody other than the top players? That they were questioning my ability to see behind the scenes at these guys. And really, the guys that I'm around are guys that no one's. I mean, they're rookies. They're guys that have lost their card, that are coming back. I mean, and I'm a teacher, so it's not like that. I'm not speaking a lot, but I'm listening a lot. I hear what's going on. Kevin Chappell. Short game problems. And it's just like any player. You have some technical problems and they start looking at other areas. They start looking, okay, maybe it's the teacher. Maybe it's the equipment. Maybe it's the I'm injured. That whole self-protecting the ego.
Huh.
I thought you were going to say something there, but
no, I was
okay.
No, I was.
So Kevin Chappell, I like Kevin Chappell. He's an interesting character. I mean, there's not many tour pros that live up in the northwest of the United States, up in the Washington, Oregon area. Not many players that are doing that live up there.
You were also so frustrated by the responses you were getting about these players outside the top 20. That 1 week later, you took to your Twitter account and posted a picture of you mowing the lawn. And you said, for anyone who thinks mowing a straight line is easy, show up at your favorite golf course at 5 a.m. and your golf course superintendent will let you try. So what happened here, Steve?
Well, I mean, I do set up right now. I'm setting up the golf ranch in the mornings. And you think when you go to the golf course and you see the nice striped lines and all that, and you think, man, that looks awesome. Maybe I'll do that on my lawn. Maybe I'll do that. I'll see if I can do that when I'm mowing. It's hard to do because the slopes will take the mower back and forth. And a lot of guys that are experienced teachers have tried to get on the mower. Whether it's a five gang or triplex mower, or they're just pushing the mower and they're trying to get a straight line, there's a big skill to it. And I just wanted to show the people, hey, man, if you don't take for granted what these superintendents do, and I never take it for granted what you do too, because I'm sure while you're messing around right now, you're probably messing something up in this podcast. So.
No. Appreciate what I do, Steve. It's all a part of the fun.
I do appreciate it. You know I appreciate it.
I know you appreciate it. I appreciate what you do too for the game of golf and for average golfers all around the world and for all these top 20 PGA Tour players like Kevin Chappell and Luke Donald and Harris English. And we were talking about colleges that Nick Taylor went to. So we touch on all the p- PGA Tour golfers. Did you have any closing remarks before we finish out this podcast?
Well, I mean, a lot of teachers are starting to catch up to Hank Haney teaching in terms of helping students out there. You know, we got Haney University who helps students for free. You send in a video. We've been asking customers and listeners to send in videos for years and years. We've gotten thousands of them. All they got to do is tell us what their big miss is, what the ball flight big miss is, and we're going to help them. I saw this morning on my email that there's some teacher that, oh, hey, I'm doing, send me a video and I'll analyze it. Hey, send videos in. And regardless of who the teacher is, how are they analyzing it? What are they telling you to do? Is it working? And we invite you to send your videos to golfschools@hankhaney.com. And, or can they send them into Haney University as well?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. golfschools@hankhaney.com. Send in your videos. Tell us your big miss. And we will still, if you do send them in, we will get them right back to you and we will still lead the league in video lessons.
There you go. Just another great and free way to improve your golf game. Send it down the line video of your swing to golfschools@hankhaney.com. And the great predictor, one of the guys, will respond. And we've received a lot of positive feedback about that. I've gotten some emails from listeners that were appreciative of the opportunity to get a free game plan and analysis with their golf swing.
You know, Tim, and I think we've got to change the way we end the show. Usually say, take a gimme, take a mulligan. But we've got to say, let's end it this way. Wear your mask, social distance, and book your tee times, because that's one of the only things we can do now is being outside. Get golfing, because golf is a great way to spend time, be outside. And even if you go to the domes open, Tim.
What's that?
The hitting domes. Driving it. They're open. Okay, go to a dome, send your videos, and make putts. Use the flag stick. Remember that. Use the flag stick, because you've got a statistical advantage. And hit it as far as you can.
Yeah. We're praying your family is safe, Steve, from COVID-19. And
thank you very much. Thank you. And until next time, episode 53, we'll get back in. I'll be back in Dallas, and we will continue a great 2021.
Let's go.
The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.